Welcome to the Not Just a Pony Ride podcast, presented to you by Hetcher University. If you've landed here, you're probably passionate about how horses help people. Whether you're an instructor, therapist, in the business, or have experienced equine-assisted services yourself, we're glad you're here. Join us as we talk about the benefits, the science, to-dos, how-tos, and all of the reasons why what we do is so much more than just a pony ride. And now, from the Hetcher campus in Gretna, Nebraska, here's your host, occupational therapist Katie King.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I have a unique guest today. Julie Boylson is the CEO of the Omaha Equestrian Foundation. Now, the OEF is a wonderful organization that we're blessed to have in the Omaha area, and their mission is really to provide Omaha and our community with a high caliber of equine experience. And they do that through numerous ways. They are responsible for a couple of major, major equine events, but also through free educational offerings and school field trips and just so much more. The OEF is doing a great job spreading the word about how many amazing opportunities are in the equine industry. And my favorite part of that is while they're doing all of these awesome things, they're also putting a spotlight on local nonprofits and clubs and other equine events so that the community can really learn about organizations like us too. And they've been an integral part to HETRA. So we wanted to share how your local foundations can help you in more ways than just funding opportunities. So enjoy this episode. Welcome, Julie.
Hey, Caitlin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to share you with everyone today. First, you're kind of a little bit of a different guest than we've had on before. And I'm excited to kind of share what the OEF does and some of the exciting things that you have coming up. But first, why don't you tell everyone who you are and what you do and how your life journey ended you up where you are?
Sure. I'm Julie Boylson. I'm the CEO of the Omaha Equestrian Foundation. I'm from Ord, Nebraska originally. Grew up on the edge of the sand hills, and my journey with horses probably started at about 3 years old at my grandparents' farm. So I acquired my Aunt Janet's pony, Missy, and spent all day, every day on her as long as anyone would let me. You know, always rode bareback, so you didn't get hung up. And I guarantee no one knew where I was 90% of the time. So that was my sort of my beginning was Missy as the babysitter, and just kind of grew up from that in horses. Lloyd and Neil McGavicky were very, very dear family friends when we were in the quarter horse industry. So I started showing quarter horses when I was about 13 or 14 and showed Hunter Jumper and showed Huntsie horses. You know, showing Huntsie horses in Nebraska, there's not a ton of competition. So that eventually took me out of state. And I moved to Texas when I was 19 and showed until I was 25 when I went back to Creighton. My parents were nice enough to basically let me quit the University of Nebraska with the promise that I would go back to school when I was 25. And I thought I would be done having any fun I was ever possibly going to have in my life by the time I was that old. So that seemed like a perfectly reasonable discussion. So I went to Creighton and then started working in marketing communications for 20 years in corporate America, TD Ameritrade, AT&T. And then a few years ago, really wanted to come back to Nebraska. I'd been living in Atlanta and Dallas for several years and got a phone call that Omaha Equestrian Foundation was looking for a new CEO. And it kind of seemed like the perfect merger of my horse life and my professional career. So was very excited to get the opportunity.
Yeah, that's beautiful how your worlds just kind of merged like that with the OEF. So tell me, what does the OEF do? Kind of what does your day look like?
Gosh, after working, you know, in huge companies that had lots of support, my day is very different, very interesting compared to where I used to be because we're a really small organization. Mm-hmm. It is our mission to really use horse sport to bring both economic opportunity, tourism to Nebraska, and to really attract international competitions. But through that, we think there's also a tremendous opportunity for us to bring and shine a spotlight on other equine-related nonprofits in Omaha So that's something that we're really trying to bring into the mix is when we have a large audience sitting in CHI Health Center, we also highlight what is HETRA doing? What's the Humane Society doing? You know, there's just a lot of great potential. The rodeo, North Hills Hunt, you know, so that's the idea of bringing more focus. Our partners come on both ends. Sometimes people save horses and sometimes horses save people. You know, how do we highlight and foster both types of groups?
Yeah. And that's how our paths crossed, was that the Omaha Equestrian Foundation helps us spread the word about our organization and through lots of different, you know, avenues, but, you know, is always trying to, like you said, help spread awareness for the equestrian things happening in Omaha, which if you're an audience member listening and aren't super familiar, Omaha's pretty, it's pretty like metro. I mean, the metro it's a pretty big city. It's the biggest in Nebraska. And so I think a lot of people are like, what? There's horses in Omaha? Or like, it's sometimes hard for people to wrap their minds around that. But we really do have a pretty big equestrian community. What other types of things do the OAF do? I know that you guys do a lot of education and that type of thing as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and there was a lot of things that were on the books to plan to do the last 2 years that didn't quite happen because, right, you know, as we all did with COVID. During the International Omaha and during the World Cup, we host, in 2019, we host over 4,500 OPS and area school districts, children to free field trips. A lot of these kids have never really interacted with an animal bigger than a dog. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we love to bring them in, check out the horses, see all the different breeds and different disciplines of riding that people do. But also we kind of take a real STEM slant in some of it's kind of sneaky teaching, right? We take a real STEM slant on, you know, how to feed a horse and, you know, there's a little math along the way, mm-hmm, or how to, anatomy and parts of the horse. And really we're looking more too about producing some biomechanics examples, because things like how the horse's frog functions is really biomechanics. So if we can get a child excited to read a book about a horse, that's a win. If we can get them excited to be, a vet or a vet tech or a nutritionist, or that's great. The horse is just an avenue to maybe piquing an interest and getting them to explore it further. And then there's really a lot of ideas around just career exploration for kids that maybe want a less traditional path to learning. And, you know, being a groom for some of the jumpers that come to our event, that's a pretty good living. And you see, you know, the whole United States, if not international travel, and everything's paid for because you're on the road. It's a really interesting life for somebody who loves animals and maybe doesn't necessarily want to follow a traditional education path.
Yeah.
So we like to teach about that too. Be a farrier, you know, do leather crafts. There's all kinds of interesting opportunities for people who want to be makers within the horse industry.
Absolutely. Especially for a community like Omaha, where we have so many four-year schools and medical schools. We have so many things going on in Omaha that letting kids explore agriculture, especially in the Omaha Metro, is great. And it's a wonderful opportunity. So I'm glad that you guys are participating in that. We, HETRA also started a program with our minis this year. And so we took our mini horses to some schools in Omaha, and we just saw an overwhelming just response from them. Like you said, kids who have never interacted with something much larger than a dog. And our minis, you know, there's probably people who have dogs larger than our minis, but it's incredible to watch their response to those animals and learning about them and how excited they get, especially when you can sneak in some of those other things like math and science and communication, you know, all kinds of things.
Right. And just little things, you know, we're adding a map to our education area this year. We're going to ask all of our riders, you know, pin where you were born and pin where you live now. Mm-hmm. Because there's about 38 countries represented at the international. Most of those riders now live in the United States, but, you know, it's an interesting opportunity to see.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the big events that you guys, I know you mentioned the international and the World Cup, right?
International Omaha, presented by Burlington Capital, is getting ready to happen May 5th through 8th, Mother's Day weekend. So if you don't have Mother's Day plans, we're trying to make it really easy for you. Women like horses, come to the International. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be featuring jumping and also a new sport called, it's not a new sport, but a new sport to us, but called vaulting. Honestly, if you've never seen vaulting, go out and Google FEI Vaulting World Cup.
Okay, explain it to me a little bit. Videos.
It's really cool. So you have a lunger. So the horse is going around and is cantering. And then the athlete is actually on the ground when they start and has to mount the horse while cantering. And they have a surcingle instead of a saddle with all kinds of hand and foot grips on it. And then they do a series of kind of like figure skating to an extent, or gymnastics, where there's a technical component, a compulsory component, where they have to do a certain types of stunts. Basically, if they were a gymnast, they have to do a shoulder press, they have to stand on the horse's back, or it's crazy amazing. And at the highest levels, they do things like do back flips as a dismount off the horse. And it's very themed, like you would see figure skating, costuming and music is a big part of the performance. It's very Cirque du Soleil kind of feeling. And it's really cool. And it's a club sport. So everybody doesn't have to own a horse. They belong to clubs and own them together. It's really a growing sport in the U.S. It's grown about 300% in 10 years. Wow. Since they really introduced it as an FEI sport. And it's pretty amazing. We're hosting this year a CBI qualifier for the World Cup, because we're going to be hosting this as a World Cup event next year. And it'll be the first time that the Vaulting World Cup has ever been hosted in North America.
Wow.
So we are very excited. We are very excited about vaulting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's a super family friendly sport. If you have kids into gymnastics, dance, cheer, they're going to want to come watch vaulting.
That's me. So I grew up as a dancer my whole life. Like since I could walk, I was wearing pantyhose. It was horrible, but I know it was wonderful. So as you're explaining that, I'm like, my like dancer background in me is like, I have to see this.
Mm-hmm. You do. It's cool. We'll get you on one of the barrels. They practice on barrels. And so we'll get you on one of the barrels. See if you can do some moves.
I'm amazed at just thinking about the athleticism of some of these athletes. It's incredible.
Oh yeah. I always laugh when somebody's like this, you know, every once in a while I get in the debate of whether this is a sport.
Right.
And I think, well, you've clearly never ridden if you don't think that this is a sport. Like if poker's on ESPN, this is definitely a sport.
Yeah. Or cornhole bags, you know, that they play at tailgates.
Exactly.
So you said that you're a smaller organization, the Omaha Equestrian Foundation. So how do you pull off all these large scale events? Do you take a lot of volunteers and that type of thing?
The 2017 World Cup had around 500 volunteers.
Wow.
Even for the International, we fill about 800 volunteer shifts. It's a big volunteer undertaking, and we have tremendous volunteers that have been so loyal to OEF and have such knowledge. It's just really amazing. You know, there's frankly whole areas of the event that we don't really even touch. The volunteers just take it and run with it, which we couldn't do it without them at all. The other component is we hire contractors. We have really great expertise. John Garner's our director of sport, and you know, he has experience in the Canadian Olympic program. Thomas Bauer comes to us from Germany and is our advisor on everything related to dressage. We have a construction specialist, Jake Cohn. You know, you have just really amazing knowledge.
This episode of the Not Just a Pony Ride podcast is sponsored in part by
Equiforce. Equiforce is a database that allows you to track every facet of your organization, from horse, donor, and volunteer management to scheduling, grant tracking, incident reports, and tracking participant progress too. This is not a one-size-fits-all setup. Instead, Equiforce personally works with you to learn how your facility functions and takes note of your specific terminology so that they can create a unique system to match the needs of your organization. And of course, Equiforce provides an ongoing training and support so that your database can grow with you. Visit them at www.equiforce.com. That's EQUI-FORCE.com.
This episode is also sponsored in part by
Wooden Horse Corporation and the Equisizer. The Equisizer is a handcrafted, non-motorized, mechanical horse used by equine-assisted service programs worldwide. The Equisizer requires no electricity, tools, or maintenance and can be used indoors or out for evaluations, warm-ups, stretching, mounting-dismounting practice, and volunteer training, fear, and build confidence with students, clients, and volunteers. It can easily carry the weight of two adults, offering the unique option to ride tandemly. To learn more about the Equisizer, visit equisizer.com. That's EQUICIZER.com. So, whose idea on the team was it? How did you guys get going with your theme for this year? Because that's really exciting and is going to be really beautiful. You go to watch the event, but there's so much more happening at these events than just, you know, watching the show, right?
Right. Well, for the international this year, one of the things we're doing a little bit different is they've always done a military appreciation event, but we're also going to do a presentation really celebrating women who serve. So all the women who serve in our military, first responders, you know, it's Mother's Day weekend. So we just thought it was a great flex. Of course, do our In It to Win It. And we're changing In It to Win It a little bit this year. We're putting charity partners with all of our winners. So we'll be featuring 10 local equine charities and highlighting who they are, what they do, and then having a drawing as we place the jumpers, they will draw for their charity partner. So 10th to 1st, we'll be writing a check to some of our charity partners too, to, you know, put a little cash in the bank for them. But primarily just to let this audience who may be really interested in some of the work they do, either from a financial standpoint or volunteer standpoint, know about the great things that are going on in the equestrian nonprofit sector in Omaha. And then Saturday night, we'll have vaulting finals, but we're also having I'm really excited about this. We're having an obstacle race between Luke Skywalker, the biggest horse in Nebraska, a cart race, and Killer, the mini. So we're going to find out who could do the obstacle race better. Is it agility or is it that big long stride? We'll have to see kind of what happens there. So, and then we'll also be talking about javelin, because 70%+ of horse owners are also dog owners. We thought javelin was really interesting. You know, the First Responder Foundation has a great program where they recruit military veterans and first responder veterans to train dogs to be service dogs. And so we're going to give them a platform and an opportunity to talk about that work. And so that's sort of where we're at this year. As we looked at World Cup, we were working on what themes would be right for this event. So we really were looking at, you know, something that was authentic was the idea of the horse tribes of the plains, and especially painted horses and Lakota culture. And we found a great partner in the Bluebird Cultural Initiative to help us make sure that this was a story they wanted to tell, because it's their story, not ours. And so we really, in a lot of ways, we're just offering a platform for Bluebird to working with them to really tell a story. But I think it's going to pique people's interest to come and learn more about this story. And our goal is to integrate a lot of native storytellers from various tribes in the area. This year, we're going to do a little preview at the International this year. And Steve Tomeo from Bluebird is going to come in and talk about symbols on painted horses, and that there's just a whole language and what that means. And so it's really, you know, you're teaching symbology to the kids. They do it. I mean, it was pre-emoji. Yeah, that's kind of how you teach it. Yeah. This means this. Well, that's meant that. This is not a new concept.
Yeah. What a beautiful, just rich way to share history with those that don't know. And,
you know, things like the relay races and, you know, so we'll let people see some of those sports that maybe they have never gotten to enjoy before.
Right. Very cool. And when is the World Cup? It's in 23, right?
It is April 4th through the 8th.
So I guess my question is, it's the Omaha Equestrian Foundation does so much for our community. I mean, even just talking with you, just for the short amount of time we've been talking, I just hear about so much impact that you have for, you know, both nonprofit organizations and cultures and, you know, all kinds of things in the equestrian community. What do you think that community impact, you know, means to everyone that is on the receiving end of that? I mean, how do you guys see your impact from where you sit?
Well, you know, there's the financial impact. That's we often get judged on that for grants, and you know that, right, and the kind of things that we do in the community. So, you know, that's one big factor. Education, you know, as I said, we actually had quite a few plans for what we wanted to do with our education space pre-COVID, and, you know, two years of cancellations of the event, not really being able to get into schools, put a lot of that on ice. But we have evolved our local day jumping program into developing rider invitational. And our goal is to start to build that up to where it is more of a 3-4 month program going into the event, where, you know, we have speakers come in, are really talking to those qualified riders about how to up their game. You know, we're calling it level up because we've got some gamers around here. So it's really how to get them to level up. How do you get them to the next level of competition? How do you get them to just their personal best? Right. So we're really working on designing some programs that are a little more like that. Our demonstration arena has always featured a lot of just great free content. That's sometimes people don't realize everything in the trade show area is completely free during the international. No $15, $20 ticket, just walk in and enjoy. You can see everything that goes on in the demonstration arena all day long. Everything from North Hills Hunt comes in, barrel racing, buying your first horse. Lots of the horses that are in our gallery come out and their owners talk about their breeds. And, you know, some of them are imported and are very rare breeds of animals. But we're changing the demo. We're going to host a free clinic, completely free clinic, with Melanie Smith Taylor, the Olympic gold medalist.
Wow.
So over 3 days, there'll be periods where there'll be 8 people that apply to and one positions in this clinic, but it's free for anybody to come and audit they want. Mm-hmm. And normally it would cost you $50, $75 a day to audit a clinic like that.
Yeah.
So please come learn, enjoy. Alicia Landman, who's a silver medalist in dressage, is going to also be joining her and be doing a lot of groundwork. So, you know, if you say, oh, my thing's not jumping, come and enjoy what you see happen with the groundwork. That is foundational to anyone and something we should all be doing. So yeah, we're putting different educational opportunities in front of people, and it's all free. Yeah, hoping to do more and more of that, where it's not necessarily things like that aren't happening in the main arena as a showcase, but they're happening in the convention center and the demo arena for free. So. Mm-hmm.
And do you guys have a facility that you work out of now, you know, a barn and arena that you work out of now to do stuff year round, or what does that look like?
We don't. And that limits us in a lot of ways. You know, we're the Equestrian Foundation, but we don't have a barn and we don't have horses of our own. Mm-hmm. You know, some mornings that's nice when it's a blizzard and we don't have to go feed things and do chores, but it's a disadvantage. And we're really lucky that we have good partnerships with people that love their own animals and are kind of happy for us to give them a showcase.
Yeah.
So I think that's how we look at it a little bit more, is we provide a pretty frame and a showcase for somebody to come and present to the public what they're doing. And I think that's our role in a lot of ways, is to elevate the work that other people are already doing, not duplicate it.
Yeah, I think that broadens your community impact as well, right? I mean, you could go to showcase a different set of animals and people and organizations with different events. And I think that's really cool too.
No, we love it.
Is, you know, the Omaha Equestrian Foundation, is there other places, you know, other cities, other states that have their version of OEF? I mean, is that a new concept?
I will tell you that there is groups that are nonprofits that host large charity horse shows in mm-hmm. some cities. But no, we're the only nonprofit that has taken on like hosting a world mm-hmm. championship equestrian event.
Yeah, I love that. And we're so lucky and blessed to have you in our community to help, you know, organizations like ourselves. Do you have any advice for someone who might be listening that wants to get involved with something like the OEF or even, you know, start something or that kind of thing that doesn't have a resource like you in their community?
The Nonprofit Associations of the Midlands is a great resource if you want to do something locally. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're looking to do anything locally and want to find out if there's somebody already doing it or, you know, or how to set things up to do it, NAM is a terrific organization. I think if you want to set something up like this in your own community, some of it's doing, you know, a basic business plan. I think it's just looking into your community. You know, when Lisa decided she wanted to bring the World Cup, Lisa Roskins, to bring the World Cup to Omaha, you know, she had to prove she could do it. That's where the international originally came from. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she got up and 2012, hosted a couple of years of the international and then went to Switzerland and bid and did a presentation and pitched a product. Omaha was her product.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, Julie, before we go, is there anything else that you want to share with our community and our listeners here on the podcast?
Well, you are very welcome to come to the International Omaha this year as a spectator or as a volunteer. You can get information to do any of that on our website at omahaequestrian.org.
I love it. Well, I will share those links to that in the show notes below. So if you're listening, scroll down, look in the show notes and click there to go check out more on the Omaha Equestrian Foundation and all the wonderful events that they're doing here this year and next. So
thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Well, before I let you go, I always have to ask all of my guests get the same question for this season. And it is, why do you keep doing what you do with the Omaha Equestrian Foundation? What keeps you going every day?
Well, we kind of alluded to earlier, this is like the perfect merger of my, you know, young adult life and my professional career. And I couldn't have scripted it better. Yeah, it's just, I kind of hope everybody has the kind of memories I did of horses and particularly I'll say every little girl, you know, the confidence you gain from being a 9-10-year-old shy little girl and being able to make a partner and control an animal of this size is so empowering and so confidence building. I just can't stress it enough. I've talked to so many friends with daughters that, you know, they think they want to get into horses and I can't say enough about that trust and the bond. And then when you hit junior high and life is miserable, you also go to the barn and cry to your horse and it's okay.
You need a friend.
So horses were therapy in a lot of ways for me. And I think for a lot of people. Yeah, I want everybody to be able to have that opportunity.
Yeah. And you're doing that, sharing your passion with others and hoping that they can see the beauty in it too. And sounds like you're doing that every day in the job that you're in. And there's so many people that can't say that their life's passions have merged like that. So
lucky.
Yes.
With a lucky few.
Yes, you got it. I'm in the same boat. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Julie. I'm excited to get the word out there about what the OEF does in your story. And don't be a stranger. Maybe we'll have you on again soon.
Absolutely. Happy to come back.
Thanks for listening to another episode. Until the next one launches, stay connected to our community by joining the Not Just a Pony Ride Facebook group. There, we share exclusive educational content, answer your questions, and review new and exciting developments for the EAS community. Don't forget, if you have suggestions for future episode topics or a lead on a great guest that you think our audience would enjoy, click on the link in the show notes or visit us at hetrauniversity.org. This podcast is presented by Hetra University, an educational arm of the Heartland Equine Therapeutic Riding Academy. Hetra University's mission is to provide high-quality educational offerings to our participants and the EAS community. If you'd like to help us work toward our mission, you can make a donation by visiting us online at hetra.org. Again, I can't thank you all enough for helping Hetra change lives one stride at a time.